Have you ever seen shoes just walking on their own? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I started to read today's Devo, all I could picture were those shoes that people string up from power lines, and I was very curious to know what this Devo was going to be about. But that's actually not what it's about. But the image is probably going to be stuck in my head for the whole time, and now you have it too. That's my gift to you. So what is today's Devo about? Well, you'll have to stick around to find out. But it is called Empty Shoes by A.W. Smith. Imagine you saw a pair of shoes walking down the street without anyone wearing them. You'd probably think it was some uncanny new technology or an elaborate prank, right? Obviously, shoes need to have a wearer to move around. They can't move by themselves. It's only when someone puts their feet in those shoes that they can move and run and dance. That's kind of like what the Holy Spirit does for us. Without the Holy Spirit, we're all like empty shoes, lifeless. Or as Ephesians 2:1 puts it, dead in our sins. But when Jesus comes to dwell in our hearts through His Holy Spirit, He makes us alive spiritually. Just as no shoe will move without someone moving it, no person will have spiritual life without God's Holy Spirit living in them. Until we receive the Holy Spirit, we can't walk in step with Jesus. But once we put our trust in Jesus, believing He died and rose again to save us from sin and give us new life, His Holy Spirit indwells us. The Spirit helps us run and dance and follow after Jesus. How beautiful is that? God's own presence dwells in our very bodies. As 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?" The Spirit fills us with abundant life and peace and moves us to do good things God has designed us to do and tell others the good news about Jesus. If you've put your trust in Jesus, He has given you new life through His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings God's presence, guidance, and comfort into your life and transforms you to become more and more like Jesus. And that's worth dancing about. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus is the only one who can give us life. If you have questions about what it means to put your trust in Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit, who is a trusted Christian you can talk to? You can also learn more at unlocked.org on the Know Jesus tab. If you know Jesus, can you think of a few ways you've seen the Holy Spirit work in your own life? Consider taking a moment to thank God for this. If you want to dig deeper, read Acts 9:31, Romans 8:15, as well as 15:13, and get out a notebook, folks. They just keep coming. Galatians 5:16 through 25, Ephesians 2:1 through 10, as well as 3:16, and Colossians 1:9. There are a bunch more, but I'm going to spare your ears for right now. You can look them up on the Unlocked Devo app or on unlocked.org. As you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 3:6, He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives new life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Like I said, we had a ton of awesome scripture in today's Devo, and I'm sure that you want to read all of it. So I encourage you to head over to your favorite major Play Store, download the Unlocked app, and check out all of today's awesome scripture. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called Love You, Proud of You, with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.